If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Good morning, friends. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. I know it's been 3 weeks since I've recorded. That should indicate and let you guys know that it has been a busy 3 weeks. May was intense. Professionally, it was intense. Personally, there was a lot going on. And being back in this 9-to-5 world that Nate and I are back into, you come home at the end of the day, as most of you do, and there's still things to be done at night. And frankly, there was no brain space for episode ideas or even time to record an episode, or I wanted to focus up more on, you know, spending time with the girls and all the other things. So I apologize for the lack of episodes in the last 3 weeks. I'm sure that some of the people who've been listening may have noticed, but I'm back. And if you did not see my post, I guess it was really only on Instagram and in my Facebook group for the Authenticate members, but Nate and the girls are away this weekend. I don't know if I already said I'm recording this on Sunday, but they are away this weekend. It is June 4th right now, and they went to Nate's grandparents' mountain house with the rest of his family, and I needed some time just for me, so he was totally supportive of that. I said I needed time just for quiet and for me to recharge, and I also needed to get my butt in gear with content planning and recording some episodes. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm still going to work on some more things today. But again, thank you for being here. But I wanted to let you know this is going to be the first release this for this coming week, the week of June 5th. I'm going to be releasing 4 episodes this week, and this is the first of those. So I'm making up for the 3 I've missed, and then I'm going to do my regular Thursday episode this week as well. So this is called batch podcasting. So I'm going to just pump them all out today. Lots of ideas flowing through my brain. So with that being said, today's topic is the pace at which we parent. This came to me last week, and I think especially given our current culture and society, parenting has definitely looked different in the last, 10, 15 years than it probably has in past history. And I'm also going to be doing an episode on parenting then versus parenting now. But the pace at which we parent, I think, is also super important to identify and be very mindful of, because if we're going at such a pace that we can't keep up, we are really losing the connection with our kids. We are losing a connection with ourselves because we're just going, going, going. We're coming home, we're dropping into bed exhausted every single night, really wondering where the hours and the day, maybe the week, the month, and the entire year went. I personally can't believe since we left house parenting how quickly the time has passed, because my job is very intense. I love it, but the days fly by, which I am so happy about. I do not like to be bored, but it's intense and they fly by. And then it seems like we roll right into the evening and then the next day is here. And I really cannot believe it's already June and we're almost halfway through the year, and summer is, 16 days away right now, officially. But the ultimate goal of parenting is to connect with our kids, right? That's the whole point. That's the whole point of this podcast and what I'm doing and what I think a lot of people who are in the parenting world are trying to say, is that the ultimate goal is to connect with our kids no matter their age. Even if you are not actively parenting your kids right now, of course, I would hope you still want to connect with them even though they are full-grown adults and they maybe are in college right now, or maybe young adults in the work world, maybe they're married, maybe you have grandkids. But the goal is to always connect with our children. And we can talk a lot about discipline, and we can talk about a lot of the other things that surround parenting and how to parent well and all of the things. But at the end of the day, the goal is to connect with our kids. That is what is at the heart of it. And many times we may fail at connecting Because if you are actively parenting, maybe you disciplined wrong. Maybe you just yelled at your kid. Maybe they just, you know, yelled at you. You had a rough day. Maybe they had a rough day. Whatever it is, we've all been there. Regardless of age, sometimes you fail at connecting with your kids, whether it's because of them, you, or something else factors into it. And that's going to happen. And that's okay. But our goal is to always go back to connect with our kids, to keep going, not to get distracted, and to focus on them. And part of that focus is being mindful of the pace at which or in which we are parenting. If we are finding ourselves going so much that we are losing that day-to-day connection with our kids, losing that time where we are sitting down at the dinner table, having those conversations with them of maybe how did your day go and what's going on in your life, you know, talking them through any problems they may be facing or any frustrations, whether it has to do with school, sport, friendships that may be tense, or maybe they're trying to navigate something. Maybe they're trying to navigate a situation with a teacher or a coach, or maybe they're just overwhelmed in general. Maybe there's tension between you and your child and you're not connecting, and maybe that needs to be discussed, not so much in a disciplinary way, but really sitting down and getting to the root of an issue and explaining, you know, I want to know what's going on so we can connect and fix whatever's happening. But if we take what's going on in our lives, and sometimes it is seasonal because you're going to have kids in sports or have kids that have play rehearsals or whatever the case may be. But if things are going at such a fast pace, we are losing that intentional connection. We are losing that time and those intricate moments with our kids because the pace is too fast. And then, like I've already said, you turn around and you wonder where the time has gone. Another year has passed and you don't know where it went. But you're older, your child is older, and maybe that connection is breaking a little bit. Or maybe it's not, but you've missed those important moments because they've just really been a blur. And sometimes, like I said, it can be just what it is. But sometimes I think as parents, we can really oversaturate our schedules, thinking that we're doing the best for our kids because we don't want to say no maybe to an opportunity. So we are running ourselves to dance practice and then the sports practice, and then they have the play rehearsal, and then they have, you know, maybe they're a little older and they have the part-time job, whatever it is. And we're finding ourselves running around so much. And this can even be for stay-at-home parents. You have filled your day to capacity so much that you're not having those intentional connections with your kids. Everything is just go, 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 check off the list, be as productive as possible. And there's nothing wrong with productivity. But if we are so productive, we're missing those moments, there can be a problem with that if it's too much, if it's oversaturated productivity. And that's why we are coming home at the end of the day or going to bed at night feeling completely exhausted and wondering what the heck happened, and you can barely keep a thought in your head because you're so exhausted. This is not a long episode, but this is just an encouragement and a reminder. If you are feeling like that, if you feel like you're not having those connections with your kids, or if, you know, let's take even car rides when you're driving your kids around, maybe picking them up from school or going to the next event or heading home or heading, you know, wherever you may be going, are you having conversations with your kids in the car? And I can be guilty of this too, because frankly, I'll pick the girls up from school and I'm tired from the day and I really don't have the brain space maybe to have that conversation, and maybe the girls are tired. So, you know, and sometimes that's okay. Nobody really talks. But if it's one of those situations where you're not talking because your kids' heads are down because they're looking at their phones or their headphones are in, or maybe, you know, you have younger kids and they're on the iPad constantly, or maybe music is just playing, but nobody's having conversation. The point is that you're really not talking to your kids, whatever their age is, asking them, how was your day? What's going on? Is there anything you want to talk about? Or they're not asking you about your day, and you're not making that simple connection, even just in a car ride with them to and from somewhere. That's missing an opportunity. That's missing a moment. Or sitting down at night and, you know, maybe just not sitting down at the table. And I understand this can't always happen, but I am a big proponent of sitting down as a family to have family dinners. And I know a lot of people may have bar areas now. You really can't sit around a table. Or maybe, you know, the pace of the parenting and what's going on in your schedule is so fast that you can't even all be home at the same time to sit down for dinner. So you're missing out on those conversations where you sit down and, You know, you watch something together at night. Again, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with any of these things inherently. But the point I'm trying to make is that if you're sitting down and you're not finding or trying to find and making those meaningful connections with your kids to find out what's going on in their lives, to share what's going on in your life, you're missing out on so many great opportunities because the pace is so fast, because we are so distracted by all of the other to-do things because of the productivity that we are so focused on. And I can be very guilty of this. I am a very task-oriented person. I like to get things done. And sometimes I will be the one, you know, to my own detriment, where I can be losing connection with my kids because I'm like, I just have to do this next thing. I just, you know, maybe in 30 minutes when I get all the things done. And again, sometimes that's important because sometimes you just have to crack down and get stuff done because you know something else is coming up, or you just want to knock it out and then you sit down and you relax and you find those times to connect. But I can probably, as some of you are listening, be as guilty as maybe some of you are in losing out on those opportunities with the kids because you are so type A maybe, or so task oriented. You're just trying to get things done, get to the next thing, check off the thing on the to-do list, because the to-do list, frankly, is now so long. And sometimes with even summer coming, we can find that even though it can be a time of rest and vacation and relaxation, the kids are out of school and like, oh, we're going to find so much more time to connect and relax. Sometimes summer, as I'm sure parents well know, can be maybe even busier than the regular school year if your kids are still in school, because you are now planning for the vacation. There's things to buy for it. And then there's the pack list. And then you have to maybe plan. If you're not driving, you know, you got to get the plane tickets. You got to get this. You got to get that. Thankfully, in our family, Nate does a lot of that. He does all the planning and all of the things and the majority of the packing. And hats off to him. God love him. He is a good man. But that can be also fill up so much of our time in the planning, or going to all the graduations in summer, or the weddings in summer, and the baby showers. This is going to be a very busy summer for us. It's actually kind of funny because we are used to working 12 days in a row and having 3 days off. And for the last really 12 years of our house parenting life and career, we were working the majority of weekends. So we missed out on a lot of those opportunities of weddings and baby showers and all that, or we would have to specifically schedule that time off. And now that we have our weekends back, I can tell you every weekend has been filled. And sometimes for me, I love to be an extrovert. I love spending time with my friends and going out and doing things. But I also can be a very strong introvert. I'm like about 50-50. I need that time to slow down. I need that time to be alone and to connect. There's times when Trinity in the car will be like, what song do you want me to play? What music do you want to hear? I'm like, I don't want to hear anything. I just want to, you know, decompress and maybe be quiet or just have that conversation with them and not have something always filling my ears or filling my mind. But we've found that every weekend is very filled and very busy, and we're going into being away in Virginia next weekend. And this weekend, like I said, they're away at the mountains, and it kind of just keeps going. And I don't want to miss, you know, in this season of summer, to not find time to slow down and connect, because everything is constantly scheduled. There's always something going on every single evening or every single weekend. And those things can be fun, and you can find time, of course, in those times to connect with your kids on vacation and all that. But I think most of you know where I'm going, is that we can get so oversaturated, like I've said, with the planning, with the to-dos, all of the things. Even in a fun season of summer, which is supposed to be slow down on vacation, we can find ourselves just as busy with the to-do list. And then you're all right back into the school year and you look back and like, where did the summer go? Sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation. We've all been there. But I would just encourage you, going back even just to the dinner table or when you're sitting down on the couch, there's times that I want to intentionally, instead of watching something, maybe in the evening with the girls, you know, I still read out loud to Sydney. And does she need to be read out loud to? No, she can read a book on her own, absolutely. But there's this book series we've been going through, the Mother-Daughter Book Club, and we are on the last book. There's five right now. I found out the author wrote a sixth book, so I'll obviously have to get that. But I just sit and I read out loud to her, and we just sit and we snuggle, and it's a time of connection and bonding. And from our homeschool days, when I did start to do that, we did a program where I would read out loud to them and they would narrate back what they heard, what they listened to. And so that's just part of the carryover from that. And it's a great way that Sydney and I bond and connect in Trinity. And, you know, she's been in on that a lot, but Sydney and I have really connected over this mother-daughter book club. But there's times when I read out loud to her. If I'm tired, I'm like, you read the next chapter. And she sits and we snuggle and she reads the chapter to me. So nothing needs to be complicated. It can be, again, those moments in the car where you talk about your day. It can be sitting down at night and reading a book out loud to your child, even though they are perfectly capable of reading to themselves. But it's just that time of connection. Or maybe, you know, sit beside each other and read a book independently, but you're still together, you're still connected. But I highly encourage you, if you don't sit around together at the family dinner table, try to make time to do that, even if it's, you know, just on the weekends when you're all home, or for one meal a day, or like whatever it is, try to find that time to connect and sit down, to look each other in the eye and have those conversations and put your phones away at dinner, or, you know, in the evenings. Everybody's phone goes away because with technology, it's distracting. It has definitely not helped us probably connect more with our kids, even though we'd probably like to tell ourselves that it has. So yeah, that's pretty much what I just wanted to share with you guys. It was in my head, just at the pace of which we parent, just to slow down and connect with our kids, to not let the schedules or maybe all of the things our kids want to do or would love to do take up so much of the time that we're losing that precious time with them. I know a lot of parents who basically say, you know, I'm not going to be running my kid around to this, this, and that. They may choose one activity per season. So for winter, you can choose one sport, or you choose, you know, dance or a sport, one or the other, but you may not choose both. And then same thing goes for the spring season or the fall season. So you are finding that time to connect. You're not going at such a pace where you're exhausted, your kids are exhausted, and you're missing that time to connect, because then your child's coming home from school, going directly to practice, then directly to, you know, throwing something in their mouth, and then they have homework and they have studying, and then they fall into bed exhausted, and then we do it all again the next day. So this is really just to find time with them. And this really goes the same for, you know, not just parenting, but if you have a partner, if you have a spouse, make sure you're finding time to connect with them too. That is also equally important. Not only just connecting with your kids, but finding time to connect with your partner. And this is something that Nate and I, while obviously we worked together for 12 years directly, and we've always had that strong connection. We would connect when the students were at school. Find time with your partner to connect, even if it's to have a conversation or talk to your partner in the car. If you happen to be together in the car, or, you know, find, you know, text them during the day to connect, whatever it is, whatever way you can find to connect with your partner, keep that connection strong, because that keeps the family unit connection strong. You want to see and show your kids that you find ways to connect with your partner, even if you can't make a date night every week. You know, Nate and I don't do date night every week, but we talk throughout the day and all of that. And if we find, you know, we're finding that we're not connecting so much because the schedule has been busy, we make time to sit down so we can talk, even if that's at night when Trinity and Sydney have gone to bed. Finding that intentional time to connect with your partner so your kids see that you're doing that, because you want that family unit to be strong. It's very important to do it with your kids, but it's just important that the family unit remains strong, remains connected. So I think I've probably beat this horse to death. I think you understand what I'm saying. Hopefully this connects with you. And if you find that you're in a season where it's so busy that you're missing it on those moments to connect, you're so exhausted, you don't know where those hours that day, that week went, see where you can simplify in your life. What can you say no to? Because you can. You have control of your life and your kids' schedules. There are things that you can say no to. So you can make that intentional time to slow down, to connect, to communicate, to spend time together with your kids, with your family. So what can you say no to, or how can you simplify your routine? And remember, it is okay to say no to things. Even if people ask you to and you have great intentions and you'd love to do it, you can say no to it if it's just too much on your plate, too much for your schedule, and you know it would take some of that precious time from your kids and from your family away. So look in those areas as well, where you can say no, where you can really strip down, really simplify, pull back, find those areas of your life where you can simplify the routine to slow down, to give yourself a break, give your kids a break, and find more time for your kids, for your family. I hope this was helpful. I hope I didn't ramble on too much. Hopefully you know what I'm trying to get across, but just be mindful of the pace at which you parent in all seasons. And again, I understand this may not always be possible. There's going to be seasons that are busier than others, and sometimes it's just how it's going to be. But even when it is busy, make time to connect, maybe say no to something on a weekend, or maybe build in intentional connection times with your kids, or find those small areas and moments of opportunity where you can connect with them. So I hope you're encouraged. I hope this is helpful. If you've been listening and you've enjoyed the content so far, even though I'm still just getting back into the podcasting, please share this with someone else. Please rate and review this episode so I can grow. The ratings and the reviews are the lifeblood of a podcaster. And as I've said, this is my third pivot, really just to focus on parenting. So I would just really appreciate all your support. And if you could share it with other parents who you think would benefit, I would totally appreciate that. And, you know, a lot of these topics I'm trying to do broad, but some of them will be focused more on maybe toddlers or maybe elementary, middle school, high school age. But I really try to cover the whole gamut. If there is something specific you're struggling with or want advice about or insight about, feel free to reach me either on a Facebook Messenger. If you're on Instagram, you can DM me over there. Please join my Authenticate Facebook group if you haven't already. I want parents, especially mamas, to connect with each other in there, to support each other in that platform, in that space, to connect with me. I'm going to be trying to be more intentional with that as well because, again, I've been so busy. I haven't been on there, but I did just make a post yesterday just about this time of slowing down and being more intentional, but I am trying to get back on there more intentionally to connect with my audience more. So jump on there if you want to connect with other parents, other mamas, and connect with me. Take advantage of the freebies that are posted in the show notes. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I'm going to jump into recording the next one. You're going to have 4 episodes this week. I hope you guys are doing great, and I will catch you in the next one. Thanks, guys.